Jonathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up. I know that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I think you guys called in today and you had a question about it. Or was that Brittany?
That's Brittany, and she's calling in on the other line. But that's not the thing. I'm just what I was promised in the beginning is not happening, and I was trying to talk to somebody about it, and the lady couldn't give me a straight answer. So I told her I wanted to talk to somebody higher than her.
Okay.
And they were supposed to call me, and then they never called me.
I see that. There was a request for a manager to call back on, I think, May 20th, and nobody called you back since then?
Nope.
No? Okay. Maybe they called the other number. Just FYI, I just called the other number, and it has a mailbox that's full, so we couldn't leave a message. So there's a possibility that they called the other number and they couldn't leave a message. But I just wanted to let you know. What's the question? I might be able to help you. If not, I'll send it back over.
Wait, that half the reason that I got hired you guys is because I got told that I would be in the top 5 people on Google when you look up roofers near me within 40 miles of me. He said it might take 30 to 45 days to get there, but you'll mm-hmm. be there. I cannot even find myself on the first page of roofers, which in my eyes, that means you guys aren't doing your job. I wanted to know, so basically I'm paying $300 a month, 75 goes to Facebook ads, 25 goes to manage it. What is the other $200 going?
So that does go for the first page placement in the maps. It goes for the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices.
But that's not happening. And even the lady at Local Splash looked it up and told me, yes, you are not on the first page. I don't know what's she couldn't answer any of the questions. But the lady there looked it up with me on the phone and said the same thing. I don't see you on there. Said,
was that
right.
on May 20th or was that today? Do you know?
Whenever I requested the manager.
Okay, so that was on May 20th. Okay, so the reason I want to let you know that it could be that you weren't ranking on May 20th is your account went into suspension on May 19th due to the payment.
No.
Well, hear me out for 1 minute, Jonathan, because I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page 193 times, and you've had 21 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page, okay? Have you seen the website that we built, weatheredroofing.com?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. So it's a highly rankable Google compliance site. You can make edits to it if you like, because it sounds like you weren't very impressed with it. So any
it's just like I have never seen – I looked this up, and when I go to people's houses, I make them look it up just to see what pops up. And I have mm-hmm. not ever found myself on the first page. Now, if somebody went digging and went and looked into it, maybe people that I'm going on, you know, on one of my leads, they're going on my website or looking it up on Google, but – I have never seen it, and I keep up to date with this because I'm spending money on it, so I pay attention to it. I have not seen myself within the first page.
I'm going to screenshot this and send it to you in an email just so that you can see it, because it's showing me that of the 193 times you were found on the first page, 18 was for Weathered Roofing, so you were probably just looking your company up. But then there was for Palm Bay Roofing 15 times, 15 times under roofing companies near me, 15 times under Weather Roofing, Weathered Roofing with the phone number 15 times. So I'll screenshot it just so that you can see it, because it looks like you are starting to get traction. But back to the May 20th thing is I want to let you know that when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there's no more active programming taking place because there's a problem with the current payment, right? And sometimes when an account is as new as yours, that will affect the rankings pretty quickly because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day.
Okay, now listen. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. So what is the other $200 going to? That's what I want to know.
It goes to the website, the hosting, the mobile
optimization. How much is the hosting?
The hosting is $49 monthly. And then to do the programming, which is hundreds and hundreds of hours each month of content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, indexing, all of that programming to get you on the first page and keep you there is what's the expensive part to get, you know, to stay on the first page in the map. And like I said, that traction is just
I was looking into that. I was looking into it, and it's actually fairly cheap. If I personally did it, it's pretty cheap. It's like you can buy. It's like $5 to $15.
To do what?
To buy keywords and get on the first page. And
you might be talking about pay per click ads, $5 to $15 per click. We never recommend pay per click Google ads for a small to mid sized business, because they're more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. Because you can imagine those clicks would add up very quickly. So let's say, for example, you gave Google $150 and you said, okay, I want 10 keywords. Well, what happens if they're $15 a click, after 10 people click on you, you have to put more money into the budget.
I'm not looking. I never saw no click, nothing like that. Now, I saw $5 to $10 to buy each keyword, and then that, and it goes for so long or something like that. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. In order to get a business on the first page in the maps, two things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we had when we brought you on board. Secondly, you have to have the consistent local SEO services, search engine optimization, if you will, done on a consistent and frequent basis. And that entails everything I just described to you. The content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. And then once you're ranking, what happens is Google then still changes the algorithms daily. And every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. So yeah, look into that source that you looked up that pricing one more time, and I'm 100% confident it's going to say it's a pay-per-click campaign, but you can kind of go back into it and re-verify it yourself. Because look at it like this, you're in a highly competitive area for what you do. Don't you think if a keyword was only $5 or $15 that everybody would be on the first page, right? It wouldn't be.
You have to know what you're doing, though. You have to know. I have somebody that actually does the same thing you do, but they don't do it for me. You guys do it for me. But I just feel like I've never seen myself on the first page. Now, I'll look up and see how many times I was on the first page, or if you guys, I'll try to figure that out. But I have personally never looked. Well, I've been with people that get in my vehicle. I'm like, hey, look up Weather Group, or look up roofing near me. And I've never been on the list that I've seen.
Okay, so I just sent you the screenshot.
Do you guys record all these phone calls?
We do. Yeah, we absolutely do.
Okay, so if you go back into the May 20th phone call, I'm pretty positive that they looked it up while we were on the phone. Then,
yeah.
Not only that, I have another company calling to tell me the same, you know, the same spiel, blah, 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 they do this. But they were telling me that on my stuff, there's only like 306 words on my Google thing when realistically it should be that Google recommends 500 to 600 words. Like just stuff that's not, I don't know much. She's like, you know, you don't have to do anything, but I'm just telling you that, if you're paying somebody to do this, then they should probably be doing this.
So I want to let you know that there's some scam companies calling out, and they're having a pitch of local splashes not using best practices, and your website is copy and paste, which Google doesn't like, and there's only 300 words on there when there should be 500 words. And they're telling you all that to scare you, and their objective is that you sign up with them. And then what they don't tell you is that if you sign up with them, you're throwing that money down the toilet, because they can't do anything with the Google listing if they don't have access to it. Right? And then those types of companies, they'll never call you and say, hey, add us as a manager. We've seen them try to come and steal local splash clients. And if the client has the Google page, we'll call them and say, hey, did this company ask you to be added? Nope. Okay, well then what are they doing to your Google page? And if we created the Google page, the same thing. We look into the notes. Did this other company ever call us to ask to be added as manager? Nope. So be very, very careful with those companies, okay? Because
well, I'm not even really trying to deal with that. I just want more. I feel like I'm wanting more done with my company than what I'm getting done.
Well, look at it like this, Jonathan. We just did the breakdown, right? $49 goes to website hosting, $100 goes to Facebook ads, so that's $149 left, right, that you pay for the Google optimization. So if you calculate that out over 30 days, it comes to $4.96 per day, okay? Now, I don't know how much you make to go and do a roof, but I'm sure it's more than $4.96 an hour. So let's say that you thought, hey, I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to save a ton of money, and I'm going to spend an hour a day doing
programming. This is where you're getting this all wrong. I'm not worried about saving money. I want more stuff done with my business. So
right.
I want more stuff. I'm not saying that I wouldn't pay more money, but I want more stuff done than what you're doing, and I haven't been offered something else, anything else.
Well, it looks like you have. You're in the process of the approval process with Google Guarantee.
Yeah,
are you aware of
that? How long? How long have I been in that now?
Let's see here. That application fee was paid on April 25th, and that approval process typically takes 4 to 8 weeks. However, because it's a newer program, usually they're knocked out around 4 weeks. So I would imagine the approvals for that should be going through probably very quickly within the next week or so, because it's already been, what, almost 4 weeks. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, I got told 2 weeks when I started this.
2 weeks for the Facebook ads, yes, but for the Google guaranteed process, because there's that background check involved, it does take a little bit longer. And you know that because you filled out the application,
yeah.
Right? So it takes a little
yeah.
bit longer. Yeah. So, but the only problem that we're having with the credit card, just so that you know, is it's saying that the CVV may have changed, which means perhaps the bank sent you a new card, but with a different expiration. I have March of 2026. What do you have for that card ending in 1055?
Oh, I know the card's changed. I'm the one who changed the card.
Oh, you're the one who changed. Okay. Yeah, because I think maybe the number's still good. It's just that there's a new expiration.
Yeah, well, I had another people that were that took way more money than they should have took. I was 400 and something. They took 600 and something. And somebody tried to use my card at Walmart.
No.
So I got, I got to the point where I want to know what my money's going to now. And then I called the other day and the lady can't answer my questions. And you explained a little more, but I still feel like I'm paying a little more than what I should be. I feel like I'm paying more. I should be getting a little more for what I'm paying than what
mm-hmm.
I'm getting. And that's why I wanted to talk about it before I pay for anything.
Yeah. So that's all just between you and your credit. I mean, if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and that reoccurs on the 19th of June to $598. So it continues to reoccur until this settles.
Okay, so we'll get this canceled. So if you want to send me to the other people, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay, so in order to cancel, I have to collect the May 19th payment, though. That's what I'm saying. We can't cancel an account with a past due balance.
So if I don't pay it, you send it to collections, correct?
Yes, it goes in, starts affecting.
Okay, so if you guys want to charge me that much more money, the other fee, because nobody could call me, and I have proof, you guys have proof that I have called and asked for a manager the day after it was made, that it wasn't made, that I had a manager call me, and they have not called me. Nobody has contacted me. Okay.
Yeah, I'll check the call history, because whoever sent that message over, they should have been more specific, like, please contact Jonathan on this number. And like I said, if they called the other number and got the mailbox that wasn't able to leave a voicemail.
Well, you guys should have this number. Is that correct? Do you guys have this number?
We have the...
You guys should have this number.
Primary,
the
number ending in 6637, and then the secondary for the text messages and whatnot is this one ending in 5175. So,
because this is my personal number.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't want to post it if it's your personal number. So one thing, Jonathan, I want to mention, if you do want to, you know, give it a little bit more time and get on the dashboard and see the results that you're getting and make some revisions to your site, what I can do for you is, of course, I have to collect the May 19th payment, but I can push the next billing out 30 days. And then on top of it, give you an extra 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get some return on your investment, get the phone ringing with new clients. That way you and Brittany can have some time to see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And with that extra time on the back end, you guys
so
would be
paid.
So
this is my question.
Full.
Am I going to... Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, you guys would be paid in full all the way till July 12th. So come July 12th.
If I pay the original $300, there's no fee,
yes.
Nothing, because I do have a problem with that because I did have a manager contact me. So that I do.
So
if I'm going to pay the $300 and you're going to give me until July whatever,
mm-hmm.
Then we can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'll do for you because I want you guys to have time to go on the dashboard and see what you're getting and make sure that you're getting the most value for your money. So absolutely, I'll do that. And then keep in mind, even though I'm putting that extra time on the back end, you guys are still on a month-to-month subscription. So come July 12th, if for any reason you guys are still not happy, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we'll make sure that you don't have any further charges. But by that time, your, you know, Google guaranteed leads are probably running. You're getting a return on the local map optimization. Chances are you're going to want to continue. But keep in mind, you can still cancel if that were the case, you know, by that date. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So for the new payment method, is it the same card number with a different expiration, or is it going to be a whole new card?
What did the last card end in? Because I think it's different.
It ended in 1055.
No, it's a different card.
It's different? Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
43, 55, uh-huh. 36, 05, 04, 45, 35, 32.
Okay, and expiration?
06. 27.
And the code?
241.
241. Okay, and is it still the Burns Avenue address for the billing?
Correct.
Okay, I figure. Okay, so let me get the authorization, and then I will put that extra time on the back end for you. And then
what charge is that? That's going to be $300, correct?
Yeah, it's just $299 month to month. The Google guaranteed leads, they don't do the activation budget until that approval process goes through. So I'm going to, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to check with that department and try to figure out where you are within the process, if anything's needed of you. And I'll also see if they can reach out to you just to give you an update, okay?
All right.
Yeah, and then one thing that I noticed as I was on
your
dashboard.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but I am somewhere and I got to go inside.
Okay.
So,
well, you have two old one-star ratings back from 2021. It looks like you and Brittany are doing really good at getting some fresh five stars. So I'll send you that review generator email again. That's all I wanted to say is if you keep doing that, get a fresh five-star here and there, it pushes those old one-stars down, and pretty soon they're not even relevant, okay?
Yes.
Yep, that'll help you too. So if you have any questions on that email, just call me, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, Jonathan. Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, bye.